Welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to, our audio educational anthology series here on Ace of Spades PDX, via Blueberry Podcasting, or wherever you're finding this, through our RSS feed, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, hey, or downloading it onto your Android device. This is your host, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., and this is our second of our two shows celebrating the 50th anniversary of the craziest festival of all time, Woodstock. And this week, we're looking at Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock. Instead of retelling the Hendrix story of his career here, which is available in thousands of online articles, countless magazines, and books, the focus of this show will be on his time at the storied Woodstock Festival. The highest paid performer at Woodstock was also the festival closer, Jimi Hendrix. This was not an anomaly. Hendrix was the top paid live performing artist in the late 1960s. Originally signed when Hendrix was still in the Experience with Mitch Mitchell and Noel Redding, that band had just bitterly broken up, with Mitchell staying on and an ad hoc band of old army buddies and other new musicians joined Hendrix for what he would call the Gypsy Suns and Rainbows. The band had been together for less than 2 weeks, and, according to Hendrix, had only rehearsed twice. You wouldn't have guessed it by the truly solid performances. At over 2 hours, it was one of the longest of Hendrix's career, possibly the only one where he played right after sunrise, and one of the few where he played an encore. By the time Hendrix and his new band came on, however, about two-thirds of the audience had already split, leaving the crowd to an estimated 170,000 or so people left. Photos of the crowd from the stage when Hendrix was playing show the immediate aftermath of the festival. Garbage everywhere, mud everywhere, and a crowd exhausted by the previous 72 hours of endless drama. Hendrix even jokingly scolds the audience during his performance, which you'll hear here today, as being hard-headed. Interestingly, Hendrix, who came on after almost a half a day late due to inclement weather, was not supposed to be the festival closer. Festival producer Michael Lang originally wanted cowboy crooner Roy Rogers to sing his signature song, Happy Trails, as people left, but the singer declined. Of all the things that did come from the performance, one of the coolest, if not the coolest, was the only competitive Grammy nomination Hendrix ever received for the Star Spangled Banner for Best Contemporary Instrumental Performance. He did lose to Henry Mancini. However, by the time of this announcement, Hendrix was already dead from what appeared to be an accidental overdose in London in September of 1970. And just like last week's Jefferson Airplane show, this is not the complete concert. I mean, this is only an hour-long program. Truncated a lot. There are several and other sources if you want the complete concert. This is just meant for those of you who maybe can't afford it. That's the whole point behind education, is to provide it to as many people as possible, regardless of cost, and give you a taste of really what it was like here. And this is these are the tracks that we'll be covering. Introduction, The Message of Love, Spanish Castle Magic, Lover Man, Isabella, Fire, Voodoo Child, Slight Return, The Star-Spangled Banner, and Purple Haze. So, sampling selections from all three of Hendrix, the Jimi Hendrix Experience albums from 1967 through 1968, and some new tracks. And, of course, the story Star-Spangled Banner, which... believe this or not, was not the only time that he actually played it, and there's about 50 versions of it, and he played about half of them even prior to Woodstock, but this is the one that everyone remembers. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Please drop us a line on the podcast page, and we'd love to hear from you. Love to you all. Thank you, Children of the Revolution, and we will see you. We have two shows next week, both half hours long, and showcasing some amazing, hot new music. Love to you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
We got tired of experiencing every once in a while. We just blowed our minds too much. So we decided to change the whole thing around. And call it Gypsy Sun and Rainbows. And for sure, it's nothing but a band of gypsies. We have Willie Cox playing bass and, from Nashville, Tennessee. We have Larry Lee playing guitar over there. Yellow Lee. We got Juma playing congas over there. Juma. Yeah, Granny Goose. Excuse me, Mitch Mitchell on drums. And then we got Jerry Velez on congas too. Right, here's truly our boot whistle. What do you wear? Thank you. I have mine. Thank you very much. Well, yeah, give us about a minute and a half to tune them, okay? Like, we only had about two rehearsals, so we'll just do nothing but primary rhythm things. But, I mean, it's the first ray of the new rising sun anyway, so we must start from the earth, which is rhythm.
Well, I'm traveling the streets. Oh, I know.
thing called Message to Universe. Something to get the rats out of your bunks and those knapsacks you have been doing. It's very far away. It takes about half a day to get there. They travel by my dragonfly. It's not a Spain, baby, but all the same, you know it's a groovy. And the wind's just right. swing time, but well, hell, Cowboys is the only one to stay in tune anyway, you know, so what the hell. We don't want to play too loud for you, so therefore we just play very quiet and very out of tune. Before we go any further, I'd like to say, man, y'all really had a lot of patience. 3 days worth. You proved to the world what can happen. A little bit of love and understanding in sounds. Well, I left my girlfriend at home. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'd like to say, man, we really appreciate y'all having patience with us. Because this really, really is nerve-wracking, man. That's why we waited to the sun-up. And maybe the new day might give us a chance. I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. Sky Church is still here, as you can see. We're going to do this song dedicated to maybe a soldier in the army singing about this old lady that he dreams about and hugging a machine gun instead. Or it could be a cat, maybe, trying to fall in love with a girl, maybe, but a little bit too scared. That's where the problems come from sometimes, isn't it? I mean, the cat really insecure a little bit, so they call girls groupies, and they call girls this. And they call passive people hippies, and blah, blah, woof, woof, on down the line. That's because they fucking not in love, man. That's what's happening. That's the other half of a man as a woman, and we like to play a thing called Isabella, and don't you ever forget it. Y'all are hard-headed. We'll be right back.
I do like that. I'm the only one in itch and desire. Let me stand next to you. Listen here, baby. And step back, you're so damn crazy. Hey, your mama ain't home and ain't mama, son. Just play with me and you won't get burned. I'm only one itch in his eye. Let me stand next to you. Oh, let me stand. I ain't gonna give you too much time. Jimmy, take off. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, man.
Until we get another one together. It's called Little Child's Light Return.
Yeah.
Tom. It was the first little gig. We'd like to say thank you very much, man, for letting us in your views, in your hearts. And our name of the group is the Sun and Rainbows. You can call it Band of Gypsies, anything you want. Let me call again. The guy with the purple pants on playing combos over there. That's Juma. Then they have Larry Lee with a headscarf around his face. And we got Billy Cox playing bass on the other one. And then Mitch Mitchell. We have Jerry Villette.
jamming, that's all. Okay? You can leave or you can clap. kiss this guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much.